Adventures in Research.
You mean our sports will all be different?
No, not different. Improved. Faster. More exciting. Oh.
This is Paul Shannon introducing another in the series of programs dealing with the thrilling adventures to be found in the field of scientific research, as told by the men of science themselves. Today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories, is titled Science in Recreation. Already I can picture many an eyebrow being raised right now, and a question forming on the lips of many a sports fan.
Hey, where does science come into the sports picture?
Yeah, if any highbrow scientist thinks he's going to start changing any rules, he's got another thing coming.
You said it. We don't stand for things like that, see?
No, the public doesn't stand for things like that. But there's no need to worry because no question of change is involved.
Okay, but where does the scientific angle come in? Sports and science have nothing in common, do they? Or do they?
Well, it's a fact that during the war years, many new devices and techniques were developed. And a great many of these are peculiarly adaptable for peacetime sports.
Maybe so, but science takes all the guesswork out of things, doesn't it? What about the spirit of competition in our games?
Oh, it'll still be there. If anything, the fun and spirit of competition will be increased, adding new enjoyment for both players and spectators.
Like what, for example?
Yeah, like what?
Well, suppose we take a look at some of our games and see these various improvements in action.
Have enough.
Our number one national pastime, baseball.
It's 1-1. Two men out. Score is tied. Last half of the ninth inning. Time for action now. Nobody on, by the way. Pitcher steps up to the mound. And it's a long, high drive out in deep left center. Logan's rounding second, and here's the throw-in. It's not in time, and Logan is safe on third. Oh, the fans like that hit, all right. By the way, folks, Logan, who smacked that three-bagger just now, was using a new type of bat. It's made of laminated wood and aluminum, a combination that solves the old problem of a bat splitting on contact with a well-hit ball. Yes, sir, the old bats made of natural ash sometimes split when hit against the grain. But this new kind is a decided improvement. Doesn't split and allows just as much distance. Personally, I like it, and I think a lot of the players will, too, after they've used it a while. Well, getting back to the game now, I see that...
Yes, the combination of wood, laminated wood, which means that layers of wood are pressed together, and thin strips of aluminum balanced in the right proportion and weight, is a scientific improvement in our national game.
Well, it sounds okay.
Yeah, might work out all right.
And here's a modern travel note that's been added to our national game.
Hey, Chief, here they come.
Boy, that's what I call traveling in style and comfort. On the air circuit. You know, Joe, back a few years ago, it used to take a team days of traveling to make the circuit. Now it's a matter of hours. And what's more, they're fresh when they get here.
You know, there might be something to this at that.
Yeah, just what I was thinking. Let's hear some more.
Yeah, let's hear some more.
Well, if you're interested in track meets, we might see what is likely to be done there. The breathless hush that always precedes the running of a race. The runners are crouched, waiting for the gun. And then...
That makes three false starts so far. Number four that time. Think they'll ever get this race started? Be pretty tough on the runner's nerves. I know it is on mine.
Yeah, this jumping the gun's a nuisance any way you look at it. They have a cure for that over in Denmark.
Yeah?
What kind of a cure?
Well, as I understand it, It's a set of metal discs, and they're placed in the ground along the starting line.
Yeah.
The runners put their hands on these discs as they crouch for the start of the race.
Uh-huh.
There's an electric contact between the metal discs and the starting gun, which is automatic.
Yeah.
And if any of the runners lift their hands off the discs, jump the gun, like just what happened now, the electric contact is broken and the starting gun won't go off.
Say, you know, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the gunners off to a fair start all the way around. And it saves wear and tear on everybody's nerves.
You bet.
Well, we sure could use a handy gadget like that here today. You know, this is a pretty important race. And well, there they go. At last.
Another handy wartime invention that could help solve the confusion problem at track meets when several track events are being run off at the same time.
That was a 100-yard dash just over. We'll have the results for you in just a few seconds now. As you know, we have direct communication with track officials on every event, thanks to the walkie-talkie. And here is the result of the 100-yard dash.
Say, how about my special pet game, football? Any improvements in that?
Well, let's take a look.
Man, oh, man, look at that guy run! Boy, talk about broken field running. Oh, brother, that's
sweet.
The
new kind of uniform he's wearing helps a lot.
What do you mean, new uniform? What's that got to do with his running?
A lot. You see...
Look, he got past that guy!
About new uniforms.
Have you noticed them at all? They're made of a new lightweight material that makes running and dodging a whole lot easier than it used to be.
Lighter, huh? No, I thought there was something different about the players, but I didn't know what it was. So that's it, lighter. Huh?
Yeah. Notice the old stiff shoulder pads are gone? Padding's now made of soft foam rubber.
Huh.
The helmets are smarter and lots more practical. They're made of plastic.
Well, what do you know?
You recall how bulky and ungainly the old football pants look?
Yeah.
Well, the new ones are made, believe it or not, of nylon.
Nylon?
Material that's soft as silk, yet tough as they come.
Hey, well, those improvements are okay by me. And by the players, too, I'll bet. Makes playing a lot more comfortable.
One of America's top flight games, which has been steadily growing in popularity ever since it was introduced into this country from Holland back in colonial days, is bowling.
Mark me a strike, Alice. Across, right here in the third frame. That's it.
Oh, gee. Give a gal a chance, will you, Jim? That's two strikes in a row. And all I've done is knock down eight pins in all. Isn't fair.
You're doing all right for a beginner, Alice. I don't honestly see how you can miss the pins at all with this new setup.
What do you mean by new setup? Wasn't bowling always like this?
Oh, I should say not. There are lots of improvements today that we didn't have a few years ago.
Hmm? What, for instance?
Well, see that pin setter up there?
Yeah.
It's automatic. It sets the pins up almost as fast as you can knock them down, doesn't it?
It's pretty quick, all right.
Well, back in the old days, we used to have pin boys set them up. That used to take time, spotting the pins in the right place, and, well, that gave your bowling arm a chance to cool off.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Now you can step up, knock them down, and before you can get your score marked, the pins are set up again. Already, huh?
Sure, and that makes the game a lot faster, too. Not that the pin boys didn't do a bang-up job of pin setting, you understand?
No.
But, well, it takes a certain amount of time to collect the pins and spot them in the right places.
Yeah. And, say, what about this gadget on the scoreboard? Is that something new, too?
What gadget do you mean?
Oh, this thing that's always telling everybody that I step over the foul line every time I go to bowl.
Oh, sure, that's what it's for, to spot fouls. Yes, that's new. It saves a lot of time and arguments and, well, tempers, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky that this one is just an electric eye that lights up.
Why am I lucky?
Well, some of them light up and read foul in great big letters.
Uh-oh.
And in one place I was in, The moment you step over the foul line, you get this.
Oh, no, I wouldn't like that.
But believe me, it adds to everyone's enjoyment of bowling. Makes everybody stick to the rules. And if that electric eye says it's a foul, you can bet your life it's a foul. And no ifs or ands about it.
No argument, sir. Well, how does this gadget work, Jim?
Well, it's very simple. See that beam of light just beyond the foul line?
Yes, I did.
Well, when you break the rules and step over that point, you also break the light beam, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that establishes contact with the electric eye, sign or gong, whichever it might be.
Yeah. Well, seems to me I got interested in bowling at a good time with all the very latest improvements. That is, in everything but my bowling.
Yes, it's still the same old game, and your score is still up to you.
I see what you mean.
By the way, before we go on with our game, take a look at the alley itself.
All right. Well, what about it? It's a polished wood floor. It's slick as glass. How do they keep it so clean and shiny all the time?
Well, for one thing, the flooring of bowling alleys has been improved scientifically. The boards themselves are tougher and faster than they used to be.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm. And then, too, a better type of coating is used. The same stuff that was used on planes during the war. And better shellacs and lacquers.
Oh, well, no wonder it's like glass. Is there anything else in the way of new improvements, Jim?
Let's see. Yes. Take a look at the roof.
The roof?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Now, of course, this is a brand new building and was built especially for bowling. Three floors of alleys, in fact. So it has all the latest improvements in it.
Uh-huh.
So when the weather is nice and sunny, like during the summer months, all they have to do is unzip the roof, and you have an open-air bowling alley.
Well, what do you know? And then they zip it up again for the winter months.
That's right.
Well, I had no idea there were so many improvements in this game. I'm glad I waited this long to learn.
Okay, let's get on with the game, shall we?
Sure, Les. Now, if only I can get this ball to go straight instead of in the gutter.
Well, all this is certainly a surprise to me.
Yeah, me too.
Well, there are many sports which will be greatly improved in the future. We haven't even mentioned such things as fishing, golf, tennis, boxing, hunting. But certain it is that science can do a great deal toward contributing greater enjoyment to America's sports and recreation. Improvements that will attract millions of newcomers to the pleasure, excitement, and relaxation that is America at play. And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Be sure to join us again next week for another interesting story by Dr. Thomas on Adventures in Research. We'll be right back.